Now we're going to turn it over to our season's final installment of Live Jazz Fridays. My name is Nick Hilmera, and I'm joined today in the studios with the International String Trio. We have Slava Tolstoy on the guitar, Ben Powell on the violin, and Ipe Ichimaru on the bass, percussion, and ukulele. So guys, whenever you're ready. Nice, guys. This is the International String Trio, and they just played, that tune was entitled Those Were the Days, correct? Was it an original tune, or is it a cover of something?
That's actually a very, this song has a long history. It's originally a Russian tune, traditional Russian song, and then it was, became famous here in the States and all over the world because a band made a pop version of it, cover of it, in the 60s or 70s, and that's where this title comes from, Those Were the Days. So it's a pop English title of the original Russian song, and we gave it an extra twist and added some gypsy jazz flavor to it.
Very cool. And what's this next tune you got for us?
The next tune is called Tears, and it's a beautiful ballad-like song from Django Reinhardt's songbook, and it will be featured on our upcoming CD dedicated to Gypsy Jazz that will be released later this year. And here we go, Tears.
You're listening to Slava Tolstoy and the International String Trio here on WHRB's Live Jazz Fridays. And they just played Django Reinhardt's tune, Tears. So I understand you have some upcoming gigs. Do you want to talk a little about those?
Yeah, we have few dates coming up. Actually, one of them is tonight. Later today, Friday, April 20th, we'll be playing at the Chelmsford Library. And this concert will take place at 7 p.m. and it's actually free to the public, which is always a nice thing. And you can get more information about this show or any other upcoming attractions on our website, which is internationalstringtrio.com. And another show is coming up this Sunday, April 22nd at 4 p.m. in Dover, Massachusetts, at Fine Art Vision Gallery.
Definitely go check those out. So what tune's up next?
We will play for you, we are very international, as you probably already guessed, by where we're coming from and by the music that we play. And the next tune is called Arabic Dance, and it comes from a Middle Eastern tradition, that part of the world, and it will feature our fearless bass player on percussion. We're not going to be playing bass, but we'll be playing some percussion for us on Arabic dance. Thank you.
Listening to the International String Trio here on WHRB Cambridge, our program Live Jazz Fridays. Okay, so Slava, that last tune was entitled Arabic Dance. Mm-hmm. Was that, where did you come up with that tune, or is that also a composite of a previous tune?
It's not an original. We have some originals for you guys, so we're gonna play some of those. But it's actually, surprisingly enough, it comes from a Jewish tradition. And it was introduced to us by some of klezmer musicians who we often play with. But it's called Arabic Dance, and it just shows how all these cultures interact beautifully. And we gave it a nice jazzy twist, as you guys could hear, with long solos and so on.
And I can even hear some of the funk influences coming in your guitar comping a little bit.
Oh yeah, it's all kind of, you know, it just I think it all blends beautifully and naturally in a way.
Great. So what's the next tune going to be?
The next one is a very special number. It will feature our bass player on ukulele. We really want to showcase you guys his multiple talents. They say that when a bass player... I've heard that bass players get really tired of carrying that big instrument around. So when they go for something else, they're going for the smallest one possible. So here it is, the ukulele, and Ipe Ichimaru will be... will be showcasing his talent as a ukulele player. It's called Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Thank you.
If you like what you're hearing, you should come check out the International String Trio. They're playing tonight at 7 p.m. at the Chelmsford Library, and also Sunday, April 22nd at 4 p.m. at the Fine Art Vision Gallery in Dover, Mass. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
And that last tune was not an original. I know that much.
That's good.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So what inspired you to do a more sort of reggae-type version of that?
We really like the version. There's a very famous version of it performed by a great master of ukulele, Israel Is from Hawaii.
Of course, yeah.
I cannot pronounce his last name, it's very long and adventurous. But he was a great ukulele player and singer, and we just fell in love with that version. We thought that we should pay him tribute by covering it. And people really respond to it very, very warmly at our shows. They really enjoy hearing this tune in this particular version with the ukulele.
Very nice.
We're gonna move on to an original, and it's a tune I wrote recently. And I wrote for a specific kind of request from Europe. I wanted to use it for some specific thing. And then, of course, sure enough, they ended up not using it. That's how it usually works with these things. But the good news is we are left with a very good tune that we like. And I even came up with a special title for those folks who kind of requested it for me to write it. But then since they didn't take it, I thought I should forget about this one. I just went with a very simple title that is Gypsy Triple X, which kind of describes the spirit of the song. Here we go, Gypsy Triple X.
Thank you.
You're listening to the International String Trio here at live from WHRB Studios in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The International String Trio features Slava Tolstoy on the guitar, Ben Powell on the violin, and Ipe Ichimaru on the bass, as well as percussion and ukulele, and they just played their tune, Gypsy Triple X. So you mentioned that this was part of a project that it ended up not using it, but you also mentioned earlier in the show that you are currently working on a CD that is going to be released. Do you want to talk a little about that project?
This tune definitely will be featured on our Gypsy Jazz CD that will be released later this year. We actually have another CD that we've been working on at the same time, so I think we're going to release both of them at the same time. The other one is dedicated to our favorite themes from movie soundtracks, because this is another aspect of what we do, giving original arrangements, original twists to very famous and beautiful melodies that are out there. So we're going to release these two CDs this year, and we already actually have a CD release party scheduled, which will be on November 13th at Scholars Jazz Club in Boston. We love that place, and please come over support live music in Boston on November 13th, Scholars Jazz Club International String Trio.
Great, and what's this next tune going to be?
The next tune is our... our version of a very famous pop folk song called Annie's Song by John Denver. Thank you.
You're listening to the International String Trio here on WHRB's Live Jazz Friday series. So I think we have about time for one more tune, about 5 or 6 minutes left. What do you want to close it up with?
We're going to close it up with Gypsy Jazz Anthem, Minor Swing. And I would like to introduce my wonderful band one more time, Mr. Ben Powell on violin and Ipe Chimaro on bass. My name is Slava Tolstoy with International String Trio. Please join our fans. Visit internationalstringtrio.com for the information. And here is Minor Swing. Thank you.
That's it for this week's installment of Live Jazz Fridays here on WHRB. I'd like to thank the International String Trio for coming in. Thank you, Slava Tolstoy, Ben Powell, and Ipe Ichimaru. Be sure to check them out tonight at 7 p.m. at the Chelmsford Library, Chelmsford Library, or Sunday on April 22nd at 4 p.m. at the Fine Arts Vision Gallery in Dover, Mass. You can also check them out at their website, internationalstringtrio.com, and come to their CD release party at Sculler's Jazz Club on November 13th. I'd also like to thank co-producers Carl Lupi and Carl Pillett. I always get this backwards. Carl Pillett and Patrick Lupi. This is our last installment of Live Jazz Fridays for this season, but be sure to tune in next fall when we will be back with more live jazz here at WHRB, and stay tuned for the next half hour for more jazz and then afternoon concert after that. Thank you for listening.
This is Don Byron, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on 95.3 FM, WHRB, Cambridge.